Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And to our friends out there in Spyville, whoever you're working for, whatever nefarious agency, we know what you're doing. We know how you're trying to interfere in the show. We know it's only certain guests. We know how you're doing it. Yeah, you will not win. You're not going to dissuade us. You're not going to keep this message from getting out. So anyway, we're on about part six with Bob Griswold, our guest. We've been trying to get through to Bob and get the system to bring him in. And it was, let's say, a challenge. And it's the second time today with a high-profile guest. Anyway, we're going to be talking about things like internet security today, issues surrounding the Third World War, impact here at home, economically, culturally, both in your lifestyle and standard of living. We're going to hit it all. It's going to be a fast-moving show, but first I need to pay some bills, and you need to pay some debt, the debt that you all have for your family. And I mean this in a very loving way, but right now, our civilization, our society, the thin veneer of stability is being exposed. And if you don't have proper food and water, and I'm going to say this too, you better hide your storable food. You better hide 90% of it. I don't care if you have to build a fake wall in your bedroom or whatever the deal is. You better hide your food. But you better have your food. Because right now, the factors, even without war, are lining up that we're going to have an extreme food shortage. And we've been through all the reasons before. Not going to go through them now. I'm just saying this is the time. And if you've been putting it off, you know, I don't know how much longer MPS is going to offer what they're doing. They've held the line on prices. They still got a special available. I don't know how they're getting away with this because everyone else is inflating like crazy. But there's going to come a time when they're not going to be able to meet demand. The inflationary factors will keep you from purchasing. So now's the time. So you know the deal. You've heard me, if you're a regular listener, describe the virtues of the product. So 25-year shelf life is what you really need to know, and it's safe and effective. So here's the deal. You go to preparewithdave.com, and you have your choices of different levels of ordering, and there's a special on each one at preparewithdave.com. Also, you need water filtration, and as a lot of people like to say, like Bob Griswold, two is one and one is none. We have three, and I'm warning you right now that if the grid goes down, getting water will become problematic for a lot of people. And on the fifth day of a crisis, the Naval War College has said in their drills that waterborne illnesses become the number one cause of death. And also, too, the same company, MPS, manufactures the Alexa Pure Pro water filter. The research on how effective it is at that site, waterwithdave.com. So I'm not going to sit here and extol the virtues. You can read them for yourself. And they, too, have a special on. And I'm warning you, you don't want to have just one. Better safe than sorry. Waterwithdave.com for the water. Preparewithdave.com for the food. And my goodness gracious, ladies and gentlemen, I never, 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 never thought that I would be telling you it's now or never, do or die, and your life depends on this. And I really firmly believe that. Anyway, Bob Griswold doesn't need any introduction. He's a weekly guest on both our radio and our TV. And let's put it this way, our time together is developing a following, and he has the background and experience to know exactly what he's talking about. We're talking about something off air, and I'm not going to get into the details, but it was something that I'm thinking, are you kidding me? I've heard this with certain kinds of crime. Oh, yeah, and he had full knowledge of it, how it works, the whole nine yards. So what I'm telling you, he says what's going on. You best listen. With Doug, we can Doug Thornton, we can talk about things about his background because you've heard all his recent shows and when he was anonymous. Okay. Bob doesn't have this luxury, but I'm just saying, what he's going to tell you today, you would be a fool not to listen. I mean that sincerely. You would be a fool not to listen to this. Bob also has a company that you're going to want to visit several times in the next few days. And I really do mean, I think the dollar's in real danger. The dollar could go down this weekend. It could go down next week. It could even go down tomorrow. We may get a year. I don't know. but I'm saying we're in the danger zone right now. So if you're thinking you need something from a prepping standpoint, you can go to readymaderesources.com, readymaderesources.com. They have a phone number there. And Bob is always kind enough to talk to people, and you don't have to buy anything from him. He'll tell you what you need for your prepping. He'll say, okay, ask you a couple questions, and he'll say, okay, you need 1, 2, and 3. And I think he's having a hard time keeping products in stock these days. Is that true, Bob? Are you having a hard time keeping products in stock?
Well, the whole supply chain's breaking down, Dave.
Yeah.
We try to stay ahead of it by months, meaning I order products now that I expect to get 4 or 5 months from now. And so I do stay ahead of it some ways, that guy. But if I was trying to do, you know, what Walmart does, on-demand, you know, instant shipping, we would have a lot more gaps. And that's why people don't have night vision in stock. I do, but that's why a lot of people don't, because they think they can just call their distributors up and order it, and it'll be shipped out the next day.
Right.
I mean, just today, just a pair of night vision, a night vision product, we got a notice. It's made from Knight's Armor, but it had about a $700 increase in price, my price. So, you know, it's just what you're going to be seeing across the spectrum is huge price increases. I'm pretty much getting close to the point where I have to put a notice on my website. Prices are subject to change without notice. Availability of products is problematic. I don't have to do that quite yet, but if the supply chain breaks down much more, I just want people to know that, you know, this is why we prepare, not post-pair, what I call it. I don't wait for the crisis to happen and say, well, I need to get stuff, because you and everybody's brother is doing it. I mean, I can tell you in the last 2 weeks, and you know the same thing, every prep company knows the same thing, it has been Katie bar the door, because everybody's calling, wanting their products now. I mean, we had potassium iodate, and, I mean, everybody wanted it. I need it shipped out tomorrow. Well, you know, I'm not going to hire a bunch of new people on my staff just for 2 weeks worth of work. It just doesn't make sense to do that, just to ship a bunch of stuff out. So, you know, you have to wait a week to get it. Normally we would get the potassium iodate out the next day, but when you know, hundreds and hundreds of orders just pile in, you know, getting them out, we work a nonstop diligently, but it, you know, they just back up, and that happens to most suppliers, because they're just not, their business is not geared towards that type of production. And so you're going to see this more and more as supply chain breaks down, as things become more expensive. Stores won't be able to inventory enough as much, because, you know, you have a credit rating. And so let's just say you can get, you know, if you have $100, you can get $1,000 worth of inventory based on that, based on your bottom line of what you do, your profit and loss statement. And as stuff becomes more and more expensive, businesses won't be able to inventory as much, because they can't maintain that type of debt. So just so you know, and that's just self-exacerbating. It just makes everything go up in price. The more it goes up in price, the less people buy it. The less people buy it, the more each production unit costs, because you're not making as much. So it becomes self-consuming after a while, and people just want to know, why is it happening? Well, you know, it's just like the oil thing. So here's the thing with the oil. You know, we cut off our own oil, and they're saying all this stuff about, I hear Jan Psaki lying through her teeth, saying, well, the oil companies have 9,000 leases. Yeah, they don't want leases where they don't think there's oil. I mean, you know, why would I want to drill where I don't think there's oil? Well, they have leases on that kind of land. They know where the oil's at, and they want to drill those leases, but they can't drill those leases. And, you know, again, we shut down the Keystone Pipeline, which would have more than adequately supplied what Russia is supplying us. But right now, since we are an energy-driven economy, he has just turned off Russian oil. He's out there groveling to the Saudis and the Emirates to increase oil production. They won't even take his phone call. I mean, that's what they think of this. The President of the United States, they won't even take his phone call. And so so we're going to cut off one enemy, Russia, and then we're going to go to another enemy, Iran, and see if they'll pump more. And then go to another enemy, Venezuela, and see if they'll pump more. So no matter what, at the end of the day, we are exporting our dollars into countries that hate us. It just makes no sense. And you know what even makes more sense? The Biden administration is evidently using Russian diplomats to negotiate a trade deal with Iran so they can we can go back into the accord that was signed that Trump took us out of. I mean, that's the insanity of it. So if we expect any sense of what we're seeing, it's you're not going to see. In fact, I was watching Tulsi Gabbard the other day, and I think it was on Tucker Carlson, and it might have been Hannity, but she actually said this. These people don't, they have a F-U, now she didn't say the word, she said F-U, attitude towards you. They don't care about you. It doesn't. If your gasoline, F-U. Your food, F-U. I mean, that's what she was saying.
She's right.
I mean, yeah, well, of course she's right. I mean, she's a Democratic woman. I was like, whoa. That was quite surprising to hear her say that. But that's the attitude they have towards you. Your pain and suffering, they actually like to see it because you know what? These hardcore Marxists, they think we have too much to begin with. I mean, you know, I just saw a meme here, Dave, and you remember this. Let me get here and I'll read it to you. Inflation is transitory. February 2021, remember 4%? October 2021, inflation is good, 6%. January 2022, it's just corporate greed. Inflation 7.5%. And today, which, I mean, I think the numbers are low, Putin did it, 10%. But they also, in the interim of that, also stated that we're just buying too much. Do you remember him saying that?
Yeah.
American people are just buying too much. So, I mean, it just shows you their goal is to take down your standard of living. Now, they'll keep theirs, of course. You know, when they can get all their campaign money and whatever they get, millions of dollars, you know, the pinch at the gas pump doesn't hurt them. But when you're making $15 an hour, that's going to hurt you substantially. You know, any kind of, you know, pleasure trips to the movies or whatever is going to have to be really well considered whether you can afford that and then go to work for the rest of the week with your gas. So these people have no concern whatsoever for what the suffering you go through. I mean, the quintessential expression of this was Nancy Pelosi during the COVID scamdemic, eating gourmet ice cream in front of her $25,000 Sub-Zero refrigerator. You know, and then, you know, we got Buddha guy saying, just buy an electric car. Yeah, like everybody has, oh, yes, $60,000, no problem, just go buy an electric car. They can't afford it. It's not on their budget. These people are so far removed from your pain and suffering. I mean, again, you know, what do they call it? Buddha guy Antoinette? You know, let them eat cake?
Yeah. Let them drink oil.
Yeah, let them drink oil. Well, let them drink electricity because you can't drink oil. You got to have an electric car. And you know, the prices of electricity are going to skyrocket because a lot of electricity is made with fossil fuels, and they want to get rid of the fossil fuels. Coal is a fossil fuel, so they want to get rid of it. But so these people don't care anything about you or your pain, and the fact is that if you don't prepare to – I mean, just again, this – I know you sell gold, so I'm going to shamelessly mention this. I don't sell gold, but, you know, gold has gone up $200 this week, $200, $1,000 last week at this time. Would be worth $1,200 today. And, you know, in 1 week, because of gas prices going up, food prices have gone up, it's gone across the board, that $1,000 would not buy $1,000. It would not buy the same one as what it bought last week. Just wouldn't do it because everything's gone up. I last week I bought diesel fuel at $4.79. Today, same place, $5.09. So, I mean, just in 1 week, it's gone up that much. I think diesel will hit $10 a gallon. And I think they want it to hit $10 a gallon. I think it's planned. It's contrived. They have an agenda. Never let a good crisis go to waste.
Anyone who doesn't think it's contrived is not paying attention. I mean, we're willing to buy oil from the worst terrorist nation on the face of the earth and risk turning them into a nuclear power, which I think we want to do with these traders. And they're doing it all so we can't produce oil domestically.
And you know, a year ago, a little bit more than a year ago, we were energy independent. We were exporting oil. And remember, $2 a gallon for gasoline? How's that, Biden voters, how does that fit for you? $4 a gallon today, plus California, $7 a gallon? How does that fit for you, Biden voters? And they are totally clueless. I mean, obviously, Joe is clueless because you have to have a brain in your head not to be clueless. Kamala Harris, I mean, good grief. Ukraine is a country in Europe. Russia is a big country. Ukraine is a small country. Big country shouldn't be small country. She should become a preschool teacher. Well, I don't know if she should be a teacher or a student. Probably
the
student.
No, with her history of covering up for child sex crimes in California,
yeah, well, that, there you go.
You can't let her around kids.
Yeah, that's true, too. But, yeah, she sounded more like the student than the teacher, you know, of a preschool. So we're in deep trouble. I mean, you can ignore the warnings. You know, God warned over and over and over again. How long has Steve Quayle been warning? How long have you been warning? How long has Doug Hagman been warning? There's other people across the country, Mike Adams. How long has he been warning? Jamie Walden, how long has he been warning? A long time. And most people just absolutely do not get it. In fact, I will say this. If this genie does go back in the box, and somehow we do pacify this situation, immediately people are going to go back to normal mode. They don't realize that they're already cooking on the next crisis right now. It might be hemorrhagic smallpox out of China. It could be an internet hack. It could be dozens of things. But you know, there'll be a little respite. That's if this does not go nuclear. But there'll be a little respite, and I want to talk about that in a second. Let me turn that off. There'll be a little respite, and then, bingo, another crisis will come out, just like this one. People, all of a sudden, it took 2 years for the American people to realize they were being scammed with the virus. You know, the virus was real. People really did get sick. People really did die. But the survival rate was extremely high. It's like killing a mosquito with an atom bomb is what they did.
It's like the flu.
Yeah, it was. And people died from it.
Too.
Comorbidity people who were overweight, I mean, they had higher mortality rates. And that's the way it works. If you're healthy people, you know, probably have a better chance. Young children whose immune systems haven't been fully developed, even they had a good chance to survive. Now, if you were in New York, on the other hand, where you had a governor intentionally trying to kill you, that was a different story. You know, and isn't that neat how that's been swept under the carpet? You don't hear anything about Cuomo anymore.
They make him resign for sexual harassment, but murder is okay.
Yeah. But anyhow, so they're already cooking up the next couple crises, guarantee you. And so if you think that if this genie does go back in the bottle and somehow this thing ends, first of all, you're going to have incredible animosity on that border for a long time, just like the Mason-Dixon line in the United States. You know, during the Civil War, it took a long time for, you know, the North and the South, the gray and the blue, to make up. Anybody who has any grandparents that are in their 90s or 80s, they probably still remember it if they lived in the South, the animosity. So this is not going to go away easy. And if Putin does win and installs a puppet government in the Ukraine, you're going to have people sabotaging the country forever because they won't tolerate it. So, I mean, their infrastructure will be – they'll chew away at it. And Putin will be in there fighting this infrastructure war of a rebel insurgency that is well entrenched into the country. They won't be in a standing army. It'll just be, you know, saboteurs doing stuff against him and his occupying force and whoever he chooses to occupy. You know, on the other hand, I've mentioned this. You know, we have a history of leaving countries as failed states when we go in them. Libya, Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria. I mean, we leave all these countries, Vietnam, we leave them as failed states. You know, and I heard some idiot on MSNBC today going, well, we've created no-fly zones before in Iraq and over Libya. And I'm thinking, yeah, those people didn't have 8,000 nuclear weapons, moron. I mean, I hate to be, you know, sarcastic like that, but that's the only thing I can think of. Yeah, well, you want to create a no-fly zone over a country where the country that you're fighting has nuclear weapons. We already made one huge miscalculation in this whole thing. Putin told us if we went into the Ukraine, if we offered Ukraine membership, what would happen? We ignored him. and he did just like he said he was going to do. Now, I'm not saying it was right. It's wrong. Invading the sovereign borders of a country is wrong. We should, you know, if they're croaking it out so much about Ukraine's borders, I guess they forget we have one, too. We have a border that's being continually and habitually violated by the most evil narco traffickers, sex traffickers, child pedophiles, you know, everything. They forget we have that border down there. Kamala Harris is over in Poland right now, probably making a fool of herself, trying to protect those borders. But that's where we're at. They've already got the next crisis is being cooked up for us. So if you think that you can stop preparing, and this is anybody who's been in this business a long time, we know, you know, a month ago you could have easily bought potassium iodate. A month ago you could have easily gotten a radiation meter. A month ago you could have gotten water filters, food, whatever you wanted. It was, you know, the market had slowed down a little bit, and you could have bought it. But now it's a crisis when people need it. So don't wait like that, because this is not going away. These Democrats are committed to a pattern right now that is going to absolutely cause world havoc. And I think, you know, this is the crisis they plan on using for. But if not, they have the Ebola smallpox. They have internet, take the internet down. Which brings us to the point, Dave. Putin has, we cut off his credit card system. Now, I think he was ready for it. I know the Russian people are suffering right now. Innocent Russian people are suffering based on what the nation did. And that's going to happen here. There's going to be innocent people here who do not agree with this administration. That we're all suffering the pain of this administration. I mean, when you go to the gas pump, you might be a diehard Trump fan, but you're still paying the price for the Biden administration. So you're paying not your bad choice, but for somebody else's bad choice. And that's going to, you're going to see that more and more as more and more bad choices are made, cutting off pipelines, you know, going green, which we can't, we don't have the technology to go green yet, and that's forced on us. And you're going to be paying the price for this, and escalating prices, shortages, I would say rationing. So don't wait, folks. Just, I mean, take it for what it's worth. It's going to happen. They're committed to this path. It's going to happen. And that's why they're letting more and more people into the country who have no business being here, citizens. They haven't come the legal route. They have no interest in, you know, developing the United States as a nation. Their only thing is, what can the United States give me? And they get on the doles, and they get these people come here illegally, get more than people who've paid into Social Security their whole life. You talk about a slap in the face. You talk about rubbing your face in dung. I mean, I don't know what you call that, but I would call it, you know, rubbing your face in it. But here's what I think. So we have cut off the credit card system for Russia. Quid pro quo. I mean, I wonder how good our cybersecurity is. Americans spend, what I can calculate, about $68 billion a day. That's how much Americans spend daily. I don't know how much of that goes in credit card. I would imagine a vast amount of it goes on credit cards. Just think, if our MasterCard and Visa, American Express, Discover were hacked and you couldn't use the credit card, I couldn't sell you anything. You couldn't sell your food, Dave. You couldn't do it. I'm sure my Patriot Supply every once in a while gets somebody sends a money order for food, but that's a rare anomaly. It's a credit card. We live in a credit card society. That's how commerce is conducted. So if the credit card shut down, you're not going to only not be able to get anything from us. Try to go to Walmart and say, hey, listen, you got all this food in here. I want some. Well, we can't sell it to you. We can't charge you for it. You got any money, cash, paper money? No. Why? We can't sell it to you. I think there's a good chance that's going to happen. And I'll tell you this. If that does happen, and I think Putin would weigh this well, if he does decide to do this, he's thought through the consequences. Because I would say at that point, that is fifth generation warfare. That's a nuclear bomb dropped on our country. Same thing. It's a war. We would target at least the places that hacking would come out of. I'd say we would go kinetic and drop bombs on it. And it might be inside or outside the Soviet Union. We don't know. But I think the Kennedy doctrine would apply. Attack from Russian missiles anywhere in the world would be an attack considered launched from the Soviet Union. Remember Kenny said that concerning, yes, Cuba? If Cuba launches nuclear missiles, we will consider it a direct attack from Russia. So if Russia has fingerprints on a U.S. hacking of our credit card system, I would say that Kennedy doctrine would apply. A hack on our credit card system from anywhere in the world, if it's Russian, would be an attack from the mainland on us. And Putin would weigh that well, because I think he knows at that point there would be kinetic action against his country. And fifth-generation warfare, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, it could easily be worse than a nuclear war, because everything you have today is controlled by electricity. I'm not going to go into detail because you mentioned it, but even accessing your car with the little radio frequency, little clicker thing you use, everything runs on radio signals and electronics. That can all be turned off. Imagine going to your car and go click, 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 and it doesn't work. I mean, it's all can be jammed, blocked, hacked.
But that's a desired
again,
effect.
Again, if that happens, I can't sell you anything.
Bob,
you
it's a desired effect, Dave, for these people, because of the fact that they want to tear it down so they can build it back better.
Yeah, again, the oil embargo, and I know everybody's banned Russian oil. We are an energy economy. We don't have 600,000 extra barrels of oil laying around somewhere a day, $22 million a day. We don't have that laying around. So we're an energy economy, so production is going to go down, which makes gross revenue go down, because you can't sell it if you can't make it or you can't transport it. And so, like I said, fifth-generation warfare, cyber war, could be far worse than a nuclear war. Your water, your electricity, your radio communication, trucking, it's all done by, electronics, GPS, the Internet. It's all done that way. Everything. Inventory management. Walmart wouldn't know what to order. They wouldn't have a clue. They'd have to go back to manually reordering stuff. And then they have to manually call it into their warehouse. The warehouse, which operates, is fully automated. They'd have to completely retool off that until they got it fixed. So it would shut everything down. And I think we're at the precipice of this, and on top of the fact that I don't know who of the 5,000 nuclear weapons that were removed from the Ukraine in the early 1990s, we're told that Russia has chain of custody of them, but I would suspect, since we brokered the deal, I wonder if the United States got some. I wonder if China got some. I wonder if there was some greedy person in the Ukraine that said, man, $10 million. For one of these nuclear, absolutely, and sold one on the black market. And any of those players could then take that nuclear weapon, jury-rig it, and even if it was a dirty bomb explosion, you would have a nuclear explosion that for the end of time would be blamed on Vladimir Putin. It would be the provocation for war that we would need, absolutely, unequivocally, just like we've seen all the lies on the news media. I saw someone the other day still stating that we murdered those 13 soldiers on Snake Island on Fox News.
Yeah.
And we didn't. The Russians didn't. They said the Russians did it. And they didn't. They were taken into custody, as by the Geneva Convention. They were fed and given something to drink. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say, if you've waited, you've waited too long. Point-to-point radios, that you can talk with people that you care about. You can organize a neighborhood. You can have relays. My radio might not go 30 miles, but I could have somebody who go 10 miles, and that person can relay another 10 miles. Just networking together. Obviously, one night vision in a community could protect the community. And obviously, Dave, if you don't have anything to, an army marches on its feet, people march on their feet, people work on their feet. You have to have food to do it. And if you don't have water, you don't eat food. So, it is at critical level right now. But my fear is people will think everything's gone back to normal, or the war will drag on. It'll be just day in, day out. But these people, these evil satanic hierarchy oligarchs, have the next crisis in plan, and they plan on using you to make you jump through the hoops. And this is a replay of COVID. If we had any kind of cyber war in the country, I could see what's lockdown, curfews, martial law. I could easily see that coming. You know, but Joe Biden says, well, you know, we know that's going to hurt the American people. It does. The oil embargo doesn't hurt the Russians. The Russians have already, the Chinese have already said, we'll buy all the extra oil you have. So who are we hurting? We're not hurting the Russians. Turn that down. We're hurting ourselves. That's the only people we're hurting are the American people. I mean, for some liberal who loves to do virtue signal, it might make him feel good, but his feel-goodism isn't going to make any your pain at the pump any better. You know, when he's patting himself on the back for his moral high ground, you're watching that little thing on the gas pump just spin around like it's, you know, hooked to a motor. And they don't care about your pain. As Tulsi Gabbard said, it's F you. Yeah. F you about your pain. And you can watch it. She said that. I don't know if you saw what, that, Dave.
Besides food and water, Bob, right now, given the potentialities that exist for Americans, what should people do or be obtaining right now that they can have a reasonable chance of obtaining?
Antibiotics. Antibiotic creams. Burn gels, ibuprofen, Tylenol, hate to say it, Imodium, you know, things of that nature, stuff over-the-counter medications. Now, we have more advanced medications at ready, not medications, but, you know, suture, skin staples, you know, trauma dressings, Typhlin chest seals, you know, that type of stuff. But you want to have those things on hand. Because, I mean, you know, you don't want people in pain, suffering, that don't have the tools to treat the pain. Pain is a horrible thing. And as I've said before, you know, you let the electricity go down, people will have to start using fire again. People will get burnt. And you know how bad burn pains hurt? You want to be able to treat those burn pains. Lavender oil. I mean, it does. It's amazing what it does to a burn. If you get 100% organic lavender oil and put it on a burn, its pain-killing properties are greater than morphine, and I know from first-hand experience. So those are things that you can do right now with medications. You know, if you have reading glasses, get a couple extra pairs. I mean, I need reading glasses now. I hate to admit it, but I do, and I would not fare well without them, so I have extra pairs. I have, you know, since I live on a big piece of property, I've got them stationed everywhere, you know? So if I, oh my gosh, I left my reading glasses and I don't want to have to get in, you know, walk, you know, 1,000 yards to go get a pair of reading glasses, so I just keep them somewhere else. Obviously, the food. I would recommend 2 years if you can afford it. Garden seeds, if you have an area where you can grow a garden, learn how to garden, learn how to compost. You know, make sure you have a good water filtration. Make sure you have the capability of keeping that water filter warm. And what I mean by warm is above freezing. You know, we're in a brutal winter in some places in this country right now. And you know, that water filter freezes, it's ruined. So make sure you can build a little alcohol stove. I have a video on YouTube, Ready Made Resources, showing how to build an alcohol stove. You could put that in just a small room. And if it's a bathroom, alcohol stove would keep that bathroom fairly warm. Even on a very, very cold environment, it'll keep it warm. Especially if it's, you know, if you have a bathroom inside the middle of the house, it has an exterior wall to it. So those are things that you can be doing. And again, you know, have the ability to communicate, have the ability to talk, and learn how to use a little bit of sophistication in your talking. I've done some programming, Dave, where we've talked about, you know, just, I would never mention my little girls. I wouldn't mention my wife. I wouldn't use kind of terms of endearment. I would keep it very sterile, very static. I wouldn't, you know, just convey information. I wouldn't want to talk long. I would give just the information I need. I would use my radio to listen. I would want to know what's going on. I would want people giving me intel by them talking and me listening than me talking and them listening. Because, as I've said before, the purpose of intelligence gathering is exploitation. Anybody listening to you is writing that information down so they can exploit you. I mean, the internet is it all the time. You go and search for a widget, and next thing you know, you get widget ads. It's just the way it is. So you're being exploited. They're taking the intel you're giving them and exploiting you. And speaking of that, Dave, I want to address this one more time because I think I've only addressed it once, maybe twice on your thing. Internet security. You mentioned that at the beginning. I can't tell you how many times I'm still on Facebook. I scroll it. What was your first car? What was your favorite pet's name? What was the first, you know, elementary school you went to? Honest answers only, please. Have you seen that before?
Yes.
Those are security questions, Dave. I mean, you go do it, and you've answered a security question, maybe even two of them. What was your first pet, and what was your mother's maiden name? And you answer those. And so somebody's trolling the internet asking that. And Robert Griswold, his first car was a, you know, Volkswagen Bug. That's not my first car. The school he went to was, let's pick somebody good that they really hate, you know, some guy they really want to get rid of, woke, you know, something like that. My first job. Don't answer those questions, folks. Stop being like that. There's some people who just honestly doing it, but I'm telling you, the internet is filled with trolls writing that information down. Don't do it anymore. Don't give information out. Don't give personal information out like that. Never. What was your favorite dog? What was your first dog? Don't give that information. You've probably answered security questions with the same information. And somebody's writing that down. And you know what? They are going to, what's the purpose of intelligence gathering, Dave? Exploitation. They're going to exploit you. Might be your bank account. It might be your credit history. It might be your mortgage deed. It could be anything. Don't answer questions like that. And that's why I say also when the rule of law breaks down, use radio for listening. If you have to talk, keep it short. Even most people would take a little bit, you know, a few minutes to triangulate in on you. So if you can keep your conversation under 30 seconds, you're doing good. If the federal government's doing it, they're going to pinpoint you pretty quickly. But, you know, just for somebody bird-dogging you to try to find out where you're at, you got to keep on the radio for a minute or so, and then they can do it. So just keep your conversations very, very short. You know, don't, you know, what's the weather like over there? You know, not that kind of stuff. You know, I'll let people look it up. It's called a salute report. It's a U.S. military acronym, and it trains you how to say, what's the size? What are they wearing? Do they have arms? What kind of mobility do they have? You give very quick, concise answers. So, you know, and you can write that down, salute, like you salute somebody. Write that down. Every time you see somebody, hear something, write it down. There's six elements to it, and I'm going to read them here to you. So, salute report. Size. Activity. What are they doing? Milling around a car. Okay? They probably don't have jobs. It tells you intel. Location. Where are they at? You know? Are they standing next to the power grid station with, you know, some kind of nefarious-looking act? That tells you a lot. Do they have uniforms on? Are they clothed? What are they clothed like? Are they wearing, like, indigenous, you know, homeless clothing? Or do they have nice clothing on? Or do they have uniforms on? If they have uniforms on, are they all the uniforms matching? Any kind of patches they're wearing? Tattoos and time of day. And then if they have any equipment with them. Time of day is important. And it's best relayed in military time. That way you don't get anything confused. 8 a.m., 8 p.m., you don't have to do that. You know, 2,400 hours or 1,200 hours or 13, that makes it pretty clear. And then equipment. What kind of equipment do they have? You know, are they armed? Are they unarmed? Do they have bolt cutters in their hand? You know, what are the universal lockpick, what's that they call it? Bolt cutters? Learn those things. You know, and I'm just looking at here because I have the information. Size, 4 military-age males. Activity, patrolling Northwest. Location, you can give location where was that. Uniforms, olive drab, fatigues, black chest rigs. Time, 033 Zulu. You don't have to use Zulu time. You could give local time. Equipment, AK-47s, you know, RPGs, whatever. Learn to give that kind of information out when you start seeing things in your area. Learn to take notes of it. Because all that information, when a crisis happens, is going to save your bacon. Trust me, I know. First-hand experience, that information will save your bacon. So, learn to take that and be, as I've said before, become little intelligence officers. That you gather intelligence, you don't give intelligence. Because, as we said, Dave, all the signs of this system coming unraveling, And the genesis of it is Washington, D.C. right now. The Democrats in charge want to unravel the system, want to bankrupt the middle class, and they're going to use whatever they can do. We've seen them do this with Antifa and BLM, and as I've said, you can look it up, a one-time pad, an unbreakable code, completely unbreakable. Not hard to do, unbreakable. Antifa are using one-time pad codes. So a military, it doesn't matter, NSA, not going to break those codes if they've done them right. So you have, you know what they say? While you're sitting on the couch, there's somebody training who wants to kill you. You can make the choice. If Jeopardy's more important than your life, keep watching it. But if you're serious about protecting your family, you better start training. There's so many good people. John Lovell, Matt Everett, you know, brush beater, the gun sight. You know, we're having a medic course here, a combat medic. On the 27th, 28th, 29th, here. I mean, you could come and learn how to do it. And it's going to be an advanced class where you're going to learn how to take care of people who've been injured badly. Instead of wasting your time and money, make your time and money right now productive, because this stuff will save your life. And we're heading towards that time where the rule of law is breaking down, as we saw in Portland and Seattle when Antifa went in there. The rule of law broke down. And they were going in houses, dragging people out. They were going in cars, dragging people out. And it had, the rule of law hadn't broken down enough where, you know, the people that were getting victimized, you know, if the rule of law is broken down, that God gave me that accelerator for a reason. And people in front of me, tough luck. And I'm a Christian guy. I'm a man of peace. I do not want to hurt people. But if you do that, that accelerator is going to the floorboard. You know, Doug Thornton and I were talking about this last night. You know, I used to do a lot of martial arts fighting. And, you know, I've never been in a, I mean, maybe in high school I was, but I've never been in an altercation for real in my life. I don't need to. I think, you know, people probably could figure out, you know, he's, looks like he works out a lot and, you know, he probably knows how to defend himself. And, you know, you give off signals when you know, just your body position, weight, your body language. But, and when I fought in a match, man, there's a switch in my mind that I turned, and I went into beast mode. And that's something that you're going to have to do, because if the rule of law breaks down, and if we have a nuclear or some kind of internet, you're going to, the civilization is going to come unraveled. Bad people are going to go bad real quick, and they're going to do bad things real quick. And learning how to go into beast mode real quick will be important. It'll be the difference between you living and dying. You know, when these people try to block you, you know, I'd run, I mean, just whatever. I don't care what my car looks like after I'm done. If I had to ram through cars, I'd do it. I mean, I'm away from them. Because the alternate is, my car might look good, but I'm not going to look good. You know, knife wounds on a human body don't look good. Bullet holes in a human body don't look good. And they're probably not too healthy for us. If my cars get all banged up, who cares? I'm alive. So that's that switch in your mind. I'm saying that you need to learn how to turn. And anybody who's never been in a life-threatening situation, and I've been in a few of them, you learn to turn that switch. And you know, you block my highway when the rule of law is broken down. That accelerator is going down to the ground. And if you're in front of it, sorry, you were stupid. I wasn't. And you know, protecting my family will become all important to me. You know, if the rule of law breaks down, Doug and I were talking about this last night. I know this doesn't fit well with feminists, but you're going to have to really keep control of your women, and I mean, keep them under, you know, protection. Because I'm sorry, you know, you've seen Doug, haven't you? Dave, Doug?
Yes.
Now, how well do you think a 105-pound woman would do against him? I mean, he's a big guy.
3 seconds.
Yeah, 400-pound bench press. I mean, you know, big guy.
3 seconds.
And you know, it's just the math doesn't work there.
Yeah, Bob, I got to do. We got to take a quick break here. I got to get this
okay.
in. But, ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing preparation side of things, and this is really needed. You know, I just want Bob to keep talking, because we could do this for 5 hours, because he's hitting things that all of us need. But one thing that I want to talk to you about is the importance of precious metals. And one of the things that Noble Gold does that I really appreciate, and I'm a customer of Noble Gold, is if you have an IRA or a 401k, they can convert it and gold back it. And that will save your IRA. If your IRA is sponsored by a business or a bank and they go down or they decide to pull back, there's nothing you can do. Once a bank has control of your possessions, the courts have ruled they're their possessions, not yours. And you're a secured creditor. That's all you are. So that's why I like what Noble Gold does. And gold has held its value, for example, for 6,000 years. There's no reason not to do this. I'm very serious, and it's inexpensive to do this. Noble Gold is no pressure. That's the one thing that separates them from everybody else. Their customer service is second to none, and I can get you free literature, and you don't even have to talk to anybody. So you say, well, I don't want to be bugged out. I'm afraid of a sales pitch, which you won't get. But I can arrange it so you can have free literature sent to you. You can evaluate this. And I'm going to say this to you point blank. When I was advertising for Noble Gold, I just started saying, you know, I'm not really necessarily wealthy, but I have some things to protect. And I called them and I had three conversations with them before I decided to pull the plug. You know, I think in this day and age, I think your decision making needs to be a little more timely. So here's what you do. You go to goldbeforelate.com, goldbeforelate.com, and you fill out a little form and they'll send you material. You'll have to call them if you're interested. Seriously, they're trained not to make you feel pressured. goldbeforelate.com, or you can call them directly if you want to start engaging. And they're not call centers, people. These are trained agents who you'll talk to. And their customer service is second to none. You can reach them at 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. So I'm just going to say this to you now. There's a really good chance that whatever befalls the human race here coming up, there'll be survivors, there'll be people who have lost everything, there'll be people who come out the other side with a lot of their assets protected, with diversification and so forth. So which side do you want to be on? 877-646-5347 or gold before late. Bob, if you were to choose the top three things, and we got to do this relatively quickly because we're kind of narrowing in here on the last 7 or 8 minutes, what would be the top three things after food and water that you would tell people they need?
Well, communication. You're going to die without it. This is not problematic. You're going to die without being a communicate network. You're not Rambo. Rambo does not exist. You're going to die without communication. So any ability to communicate, the broader spectrum of communication, like a shortwave radio where you can listen around the world, to handheld radios, to a base station radio, you know, all those are important. And I can talk to you about how to, you know, use those effectively, how to gain into, what's the proper method of gaining intelligence. You know, listening, how to do that. The salute report is very good. I would encourage people to go online and talk about super night vision and thermal. I cannot stress the importance of that.
Okay, so let's enumerate these. Okay, number one is communication. And so specifically, if people could only afford to buy one thing, what should they get?
Bofang radios.
Okay. All right.
And they're cheap. And you can get them. I mean, Amazon's jacked the price up a lot. We're still $20 less than Amazon on a Bofang radio. But
Listen, it's everything. People, you know, let me get your attention and slap you across the face lovingly. I wanted to get a weight sled. You know what I'm talking about, Bob. You know, you strap it around your waist and you can either pull it or push it. And they won't even guarantee delivery until April 18th. And given what I know about the supply chain, I said, forget it. I'm looking at methods now how to build my own. Because I don't think I'll ever, if they have to put something out that's 10 weeks from now, there's a good chance you're never going to get it, and you may not get your money back either.
I just bought a bunch of supplies so I can build improvised antennas for people, and I can build them pretty effectively, and it'll be a lot cheaper. I just spent $5 building an antenna the other day, and it was a very good antenna, and when we checked it with the signals and everything like that, it worked very well, and it was $5. And I could hook it to my Bofang, just make a little transition cable hooked to my Bofang. It probably increased the range of that Bofang 4 or 5 times.
Wow.
And it was a direction finding antenna, so I can direction find with it. So if I want to hear somebody finding where they're at, I can find them where they're at. I can tell somebody how to do that. But again, thermal and night vision. If you don't have it, and I have it, it's the battle's over before it begins. It's expensive. Don't buy the garbage stuff. You know, oh, I bought a $300 unit. It's garbage. I'm telling you, it won't work. And it's going to put out. It's going to have an infrared signature to it. It's like when I see motion detectors, those ones at night, motion cameras at night. They put out huge. Let me tell you, they put out huge amounts of infrared. So I can see those. That, I mean, you don't see anything when you look at a security camera at night. I see huge infrared being pumped out. So the cheap ones have all that. The good night vision is passive.
Let me cut in here because, you know, I don't want to run out of time before we get this important information. What's the price range for a decent Bofang? What can people expect to pay? Ballpark.
$90. Okay. And if you want a longer antenna, $20. If you want an extra battery, $24.
Okay, so minor accessories. So you're in really under $120, basically.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then you have the ability to listen and communicate.
All right.
And you have NOAA. You can also listen to weather 24/7.
Yeah, the weather, exactly. What would be second on this list?
Second on that, I mean, you could step it up to a good Yaesu. A good ICOM. I have the knockoff PRC-152s. I love that radio. You can go on my website. It's a PRC, Papa Romeo Charlie -152. That will, you can throw that radio in the water. It gets the furthest. I've never found a radio that gets further line of sight transmission than that one. And, you know, unfortunately, they do come from China, but China did a pretty good job building them. I have to say, give that to them.
Yeah, it's unfortunate it comes from China. Okay, all right, that's the communication part. What would be the number two area that people should prep for? And we got about a minute for this one.
Okay, night vision and thermal. And this is why we offer financing, because you're going to spend at least $3,000 on a night vision piece of equipment. If everybody in the family could afford one, get together and buy one, because one can protect a whole lot of people. If I can go out at night and see bad guys, I can use my radios I have and alert a neighborhood.
Okay.
Hey, this guy's coming. We need force over here.
And you know? Can talk to people about that when they call. Cause,
yeah. If I divide my neighborhood into four sectors, sector four north, sector four south, you know, just divide it up like that. Bad guys coming, sector four south. And then have a team come there. So it's easy to do that. Divide your neighborhood up into a grid.
So what's the third area after night vision and thermal?
Again, you said food and water. I would say make sure you can take care of medical problems. Having analgesics, having antibiotics, having, you know, ability to, I mean, you might get cut or burnt, have the ability to deal with cuts and burns. I'm not talking about little things. I'm talking about somebody, you know, has a razor knife and slips and makes a 2-inch gash on their arm, a 1/4-inch deep. You know, you're just not going to put a Band-Aid on that. You got to suture it up and make sure it doesn't get infected, because there won't be anybody to treat the infection. And I'll say this, most, you know, livestock, if you live in an agricultural area, co-ops, they have animal antibiotics, doxycycline. They have that. Now, you know, push comes to shove, but I take it, absolutely.
No, screw the rules at that point.
Yeah.
Interesting that guns did not appear in your top three. Would that be fourth or fifth?
Well, I presume people would be armed, but yes, I would have the ability. But if I had a choice between a night vision and a gun, a gun is no good at night if you can't see. So it's really flip flop back and forth. But at night, if I have a night vision, you know, probably find a gun. Just saying, you know, it's that valuable a tool. Ask any spec ops guy.
I looked at Bosnia, Bob. I've looked extensively. I talked to people who've been through it, and getting guns was problematic. And they had a unique problem, though. They went through their gun confiscation before all hell broke loose. But getting a gun was really problematic for these people. It was a high premium item.
Yes.
So that was really interesting.
But now you can get them. You can get ammo.
Yeah, that's true. Right now you can.
Yeah.
Until there's an executive order born from a fake emergency situation that says you can't.
Martial law.
There you go. Bob, again, tell people how they can contact you. We got 15 seconds.
800-627-3809, 800-627-3809, or readymaderesources.com. We do have both thermal and night vision in stock, as well as the radios, Dave.
That's pretty amazing. That is really amazing that you still have this stuff in stock, because it's not that way around the country. Bob, thanks so much for joining us. Very, very informative. God bless. Take care.
Thank you, sir.